way out on the Narran, where the whirlwinds rush and rattle through the mulga on the ridges and the big mosquitoes sing, there dwells an opal digger who, if pluck may win the battle, will one day be referred to as the Narran Opal King. The hottest day in summer finds him picking, 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 and shoveling the dirt up, and his eyes, they never tire of looking out for colour, and his tongue is worn with licking at the different sorts of metal when in search of specks of fire. One evening, very weary, to his lone camp he was going, when he found a lump of something, oh, those ever watchful eyes, a dark green cloudy substance, not a sign of colour showing. But the digger said, I'll test it, as it may contain a prize. So on his find the digger, then a thorough licking started. He licked it even cleaner than a cat would lick a bone. He licked and licked and licked it, till it in the center parted, when he found not fiery opal, but a little Kwandong stone. And then a fit of spitting seized him, and I guess he really meant it, when he prayed to all the powers that be to strike that emu dead. He threw his well-licked find to, well, 100 yards he sent it, and a jackass burst out laughing in the mulga overhead. Way out on the Narran, where the whirlwinds rush and rattle through the mulga on the ridges and the big mosquitoes sing, there dwells an opal digger who, if pluck may win the battle, will someday be referred to as the Narran Opal King. He may someday be referred to as the Narran Opal King.